ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानम् अधर्मशः तदात्मानम् सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भवामि युगे युगे शम्भवामि युगे युगे हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्यथा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, I would like to welcome all of you to our weekly Krishna Consciousness program and wish everyone a very happy Ram Navami celebrations. Also today we have a very special program at the temple, starting at 11:30 with bhajans by His Grace Madhava from Vrindavan. So please come along on time and enjoy the Krishna Kirtans by a very exalted singer. Remember, the Kirtan starts at 11:30 and will go until 2. The temple is at 1229, Coursefield Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. At the beginning of Krishna Katha, my policy is the beginning of Ram Katha, I told about questions Valmiki Muni asked his teacher, Narad. Valmiki Muni asked Narad Muni, who is a hero? To remove any ambiguity from his question, Valmiki further asked, is there a person in this world who is full of good virtues and is at the same time powerful, grateful, truthful, determined, and also compassionate? Is there a person who displays exemplary conduct, ardent wishes, and works for the good of all? Is wise, competent, beyond doubt, and good-looking? Is there a person who is self-satisfied, who has control over his anger, whose beauty casts a spell over everyone, who is free from envy, and whose courage never fails him? Valmiki wanted to worship one person with a single not with a single blemish, and wanted to know if there existed a man who possessed all the 24 qualities of virtues. So today I'll give you the 24 qualities that Lord Ram possessed and Valmiki was looking for. First one, Narad Muni explained every quality in relation to Lord Ram. He highlighted how Lord Ram personified every quality mentioned by Valmiki. Anyone who aspires to be a perfect human would need to imbibe these qualities. Lord Ram had them all. First one, Gunawan. Great wealth, wealth and education is all that one needs to be the best of all. Possession of even one of these infuses pride in the beholder. Further, the one who has them all indeed becomes arrogant. A person of virtue is the one who, in spite of his great birth, wealth, and education, is socially or amicable with everyone. Lord Ram had all three in completeness, yet he remained amicable with everyone. Lord Ram exhibited this quality by befriending with Guru, a tribal leader, Sugriv, a monkey, and Vivishan, a demon. Second quality, Viryavan, a person of power. Lord Ram exhibited his power during his battle with Kar, Dushan, Ravan, and Kumbhakarna. Third, Dharmagya, the dharma or duty that Lord Ram followed is the dharma of protection, which assures salvation to those who completely surrender to him. If anyone seeks his shelter, he gives up his life for them, provides for them, and protects them. Kirtagya, a person of gratitude, Lord Ram graciously remembered every little act of service done to him by others. A higher greatness on his part is that he ignored numerous disservices committed against him by others. Most importantly, he was highly obliged to those who received his services. Fifth, Satyavakya, a person who strictly abides by his words, is a Satyavakya. Lord Ram stuck to his promise given to his father, despite his mother's and Lakshman's appeal to disobey his father. He stuck to his words and principles. Furthermore, while on exile, Bharat pleaded with him to return to the palace, but bound by his commitment to his father's promise, he did not return and he stayed back in the forest. Dhirdh Varta, a person who is committed to protect, is a Dhirdh Varta. Such a person gives protection to those who seek it, irrespective of other commitments. Lord Ram gave protection to the rishis of Dandakarna as well as Vivishan, ignoring Sugriva's reservations. His protection also came in other ways, with offering scriptures, sages, and regular appearance as incarnations. Number seven, Charitra Rencha Koyukta, a person of exemplary conduct, impeccable behavior, and perfect, one who does the right thing at the right time. The test of nobility is not valor, but conduct. Ram welcomed Vibhishan and accepted him as his brother and gave him shelter when Vibhishan wanted to take refuge under him, despite fierce opposition from every member of his army. Number 8, Sarva Bhuteshu Kohita. A person who ardently wishes and works for the good of all without any distinction. He saves others with an equable temper that remains unaffected by his personal likes or dislikes. Lord Ram did not look at Jatayu, the vulture, as the lowest among bears. He saved him as a sonhood, his father. Vidwan, a person who is the master of all wisdom. Lord Ram was well versed in all the 64 arts and skills. He had mastered all the Vedas and was excellent in archery, knew all martial art, rode all types of vehicles, could sing well, play all musical instruments, paint, dance, etc. Lord Ram not only mastered these skills, but also mastered the art of using each skill at the appropriate time. Number 10, Samrada, a person who is competent beyond doubt or question. Sheer knowledge and strong determination are not enough. Along with it, one should have the capacity to put them to efficient and effective use. To accomplish any task, three things are essential: strong and unwavering will and tenacity of purpose, Ichha Shakti, complete and clear knowledge of the end goal, Jnana Shakti, and a high degree of skill and competence. All of the three were exhibited by Ram during the battle with Ravan in Taraka. Without employing these three qualities, it would have been impossible to kill such powerful demons. Jitakrodha, a person who controls anger and summons it to his service when needed. Lord Ram demonstrated this quality twice, once when Sugriv neglected his duty, and again while protecting Hanuman from the attack of Ravan. Number 12, Dityaman, a person whose beauty cast a spell over men and women alike. Vishwamitra, Chanak, Sita, and the sages in Dandakari all found Ram very attractive. Anushyuka, a person who is free from envy. Lord Ram saw no fault in Kaikeyi or in Dasarath, even though they deprived him of his rightful kingdom. Kashyavibhati Devascha Jata Roshasya Samyuga, a person whose courage never fails in the face of inseparable forces of hostility and opposition. Amid attacks from 14,000 soldiers of Kar and Dushan, Lord Ram merely smiled. This fight seemed impossible to win, but in a matter of 48 minutes, he emerged victorious. 15. Arya, a person who bonds closely with Dharma and moves away from Adharma. Lord Ram embraced the forest to follow the Dharma of a son, which is to abide by the father's instructions. He stayed away from Surpanaka to abide by the Dharma of a dutiful husband. Jabali Rishi tried to use atheism as a tool to convince Lord Ram to come back to Ayodhya and become the king. Lord Ram reprimanded him very severely for abandoning Dharma to achieve a personal goal. sarvasya mas chayivata. A person who practices equality. Lord Ram's attitude was not draped by preferences, nor distorted by prejudices caused by birth, wealth, status, or power. Satpurusha, a person who is eternal. Lord Ram is Sat, or eternal. He is Satpurusha. Jivas who stick to him attain their Satta nature from him. 18. Pratibha, a genius. Lord Ram's dealings with his brothers at so many instances and keeping them united despite several opportunities to break them shows his genius. His genius is also displayed by his ability to take the right decision in the most trying of situations. 19. Sarvaloka Priya, a person who is loved by all. Lord Ram's demeanor brought all the extensive world into the ambit of his embrace. Sadhu, a person who is saintly. Lord Ram's saintliness is the purity of his mind. Never in his entire life did he even think of harming another for his personal welfare. Even towards Kaikeyi, who actually cheated him, he harbored no ill will. Pratipasya Vrittihi, a person who is pleasant in behavior. Lord Ram's pleasant behavior and agreeable ways fascinated all who looked at him. Prakriti, Prakriti Kalyani Matihi, a person who is good and generous. Lord Ram thought of the good of all and worked towards its fulfillment. Anavagita Paricharya, a person who maintains a reserved disposition that distances from him and the mean, the wicked, and the unworthy elements. Lord Ram only spoke words that were essential and when necessary. He stayed away from gossip and poking fun. Through his conduct, he naturally repelled the wicked and unworthy elements from his inner circle. When Surpanaka came and began babbling, he directed her to Lakshman. In the 24th one, Vinay Madhuri Vaschinahim, a person who is humble, sweet-natured, disciplined, and whose words of wise counsel make him beloved to all. When the sages of Dandakarya saw the sweetness of Lord Ram's personality, they forgot all their miseries and became absorbed in his beauty. So while most of the Sanatan Dharmis throughout this week, starting last night, will be reciting Ramayana in their mandis, different places. I humbly beg them, while they are reciting Ramayana, please remember at least some of the qualities of Lord Ramchandra and try and adapt them in our own lives. Otherwise, our week's recital of Ramayana will be a waste of time. We really want to be called Ram Bhaktas. Pick up some of the qualities and adapt to. Put it into our practice. Then only we'll achieve the blessings of Lord Ram. I know picking up all 24 qualities is impossible for us, because we are human beings, we are not Lord Ram, but we can take up some of the qualities. The choice is yours. I'm not going to tell you which qualities you should feel or pick up. It all depends on individuals. I will continue. Self-control means to discipline the untamed animalistic mind through the whip of focused intelligence, keeping it within the protective fence of a regulated lifestyle. When the untamed mind escapes the protective fence and the ever-cracking whip, it instinctively resorts to animalistic behavior with unruly desires. As uncontrolled mind loses focus and commits gross and subtle errors, mistaking the powerful to be weak and unattractive to be attractive. Subhav represents the disruptive person who makes the mistake of considering the powerful Ram to be a weak person. A whip-driven, reckless, and fenceless lifestyle leads such a person to disregard the intelligence of discipline. The law of self-control helps discipline the unregulated mind through resolute intelligence. A regulated lifestyle based on its spiritual principles acts as a fence that keeps unlawful tendencies at bay. Remember, last week we were in Siddhashram with Vishwamitra. The sages asked Ram and Lakshman to accompany them because they wanted the boys to have a glimpse of the biggest attraction of this yajna. Saivanshapa, the legendary and much talked about marvelous bow of Lord Shiva. The mere mention of such a powerful bow captivated the two boys just like butterflies captivate a toddler. Every sage has something or the other to say about the glorious and extraordinary bow. It was extremely heavy and was unstrung at one end, as if imperfect and incomplete. It almost seemed as if it lay there, awaiting a worthy anchor to string it and make it perfect and whole again. Lord Shiva had handed over the bow to the celestial being after the fight with Daksha, his father-in-law. The celestial beings in turn had handed it down to King Devavrata, an ancestor of King Janak, as a reward for successfully performing a yajna. Since then, the bow had adorned the court of Mithila. People from everywhere visited Mithila to catch a glimpse of the famed bow. Demigods, Gandharvas, Yakshas, Arashuks, and innumerable princes all tried to lift the bow and string it, all in vain. The bow story excited Ram and Lakshman, and they were only too eager to undertake the long trip to Mithila. As the rising sun heralded dawn over the Sona River, the entourage woke up and prepared to continue with their journey. While crossing the river, Ram noticed that it was shallow at some places and deep at others. He assumed that a boat was not necessary to cross a river that was full of so many sand dunes at the shallow point. He took his suggestion to Vishwamitra, who promptly replied, "Follow the path laid down by the great sages of the past. What does that mean? Profound insight lay within Vishwamitra's spontaneous reply. A spiritual aspirant does not need to invent newer ways of perfecting his life, but needs only follow the path established by great spiritual authorities. Some paths may seem easy, but they may in fact conceal quicksands that suck away the enthusiasm to practice spiritual life. Furthermore, some paths may seem tough initially, but they may in fact be safe and secure because they have already been trod upon by great authorities who had left clues to crossing Arjuna's path with relative ease. Hence, always ask an authority before treading on any path, and you may find valuable clues of experience. The sages, along with Vishwamitra and Ram and Lakshman, stopped to enter the pristine waters of Ganga to take a holy dip. Each cupped a palm full of water from the holy river and in obeisances offered it back to the river. Why do we offer water back to rivers? To gain favor from a person, you should offer something in return with love and devotion. There cannot be a more appropriate gift to offer Ganga than its own waters. Implying these thoughts, I do not possess anything that may be a worthy gift to give you. The one who has given me so much, so let me offer you own waters to you, added with my love and devotion. Please accept it and purify me. As the day gave way to dusk, Ram sat at Vishwamitra's feet, eager to hear the story of Ganga's appearance on earth. Vishwamitra was aware that Ram already knew the story. Nonetheless, he began narrating the tale of Ganga with great enthusiasm to impart a lesson in eagerness to others through this story. So we'll hear the story of Ganga or Ram Charita next week. Thank you very much for associating with me. Let's have some kirtan. And remember the kirtan today at the temple.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.